Strangulatory, conjunction, tenebrous, hue, Violet repeated. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I didn't either, Klaus admitted, until I looked up some of the words. Strangulatory means having to do with strangling. In conjunction means together. Tenebrous means dark, and hue means colour. So, the Mamba du Mal is noted for strangling people while it bites them, leaving their corpses dark with bruises.
Stop, stop, Violet cried, covering her ears. I don't want to hear any more about what happened to Uncle Monty.
You don't understand, Klaus said gently. That isn't what happened to Uncle Monty.
But Dr. Lucafont said there was the venom of the Mamba du Mal in Monty's veins, she said.
I'm sure there was, Klaus said. But the snake didn't put it there. If it had, Uncle Monty's body would have been dark with bruises, but you and I remember that it was as pale as can be.
Violet started to speak, and then stopped, remembering the pale, pale face of Uncle Monty when they discovered him.
That's true, she said. But then how is he poisoned?
Remember how Uncle Monty said he kept the venoms of all his poisonous snakes in test tubes to study them? Klaus said.
I think Stefano took the venom and injected it into Uncle Monty.
Really?
Violet shuddered.
That's awful. I'll keep it,
Sunny shrieked, apparently in agreement.
When we tell Mr. Poe about this, Klaus said confidently, Stefano will be arrested for Uncle Monty's murder and sent to jail. No longer will he try to whisk us away to Peru, or threaten us with knives, or make us carry his suitcase, or anything like that.
Violet looked at her brother, her eyes wide with excitement.
Suitcase, she said. His suitcase.
What are you talking about? Klaus said quizzically.
And Violet was about to explain when there was a knock on the door.
Come in,
Violet called, signalling to Sunny not to bite Mr. Poe as he walked in.
I hope you're feeling a bit calmer, Mr. Poe said, looking at each of the children in turn, and no longer entertaining the thought that Stefano is Count Olaf.
When Mr. Poe used the word entertaining here, he meant thinking, rather than singing or dancing or putting on skits.
Even if he's not Count Olaf, Klaus said carefully, we think he may be responsible for Uncle Monty's death.
Nonsense,
Mr. Poe exclaimed, as Violet shook her head at her brother.
Uncle Monty's death was a terrible accident and nothing more.
Klaus held up the book he was reading. But while you were in the kitchen, we were reading about snakes and...
Reading about snakes?
Mr. Poe said.
I should think you'd want to read about anything but snakes after what happened to Dr. Montgomery.
But I found out something, Klaus said. That...
It doesn't matter what you found out about snakes,
Mr. Poe said, taking out a handkerchief. The Baudelaires waited while he coughed into it before returning it to his pocket.
It doesn't matter, he said again. What you found out about snakes. Stefano doesn't know anything about snakes. He told us that himself.
But,
Klaus said. But he stopped when he saw Violet. She shook her head at him again, just slightly. It was a signal, telling him not to say anything more to Mr. Poe. He looked at his sister, and then at Mr. Poe, and shut his mouth. Mr. Poe coughed slightly into his handkerchief, and looked at his wristwatch.